Anderson drops it off for Miller. Miller winds up and fires a goal! Right through the five hole of Levier, 1-0 Bemidji State. What a great setup there by the Beavs.
A shot and a goal, unfortunately, for the Beavers. Bemidji State tried to block that one, came right up the slot, and a bouncing puck gets past Brittany Molt. We've got ourselves a tied hockey game. A 1-1 game here with 6:39 left to play in the third. Kept in play Steckline with it. She'll fire one, a shot and a goal. Gophers win this one 2-1, same as yesterday, but what a battle by Bemidji State.
The Bemidji State women's hockey team dropped 2-1 goal losses to the second place Gophers last weekend, including a loss on Saturday in overtime. That one was painful.
It's almost more heartbreaking when you're close in a game and you get no points out of it, and no one's into moral victories as much as the next person, but I'm proud of the way we played.
Losing hurts. It especially hurts when you know you've played well enough to win, but are defeated instead. Puck luck and time. Neither one was on their side. The Lady Beavs know they can't let that happen again. Never again. The Lady Beavs have a chance at making history yet again this weekend. They could clinch home ice for the first round of the WCHA playoffs for the first time ever.
We really, really want that home ice. We could do something really special for the first time ever, right? It's really something that we want to clinch the spot this weekend, and I think we're going to be ready to go.
But first things first, the Beavs need to take care of business tonight to even consider doing that this early. The puck drops in 30 minutes at the National Hockey Center in St. Cloud. But first, our Benusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.